Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So, Gator, here's a Carson Anderson first.
Yeah, what do you got?
Laundry during commercial breaks.
All right, here we go.
That's something I've never done before.
You wouldn't believe how much laundry you could fold during quarantine, Gator.
Yeah, you have no idea. No idea.
I've got stuff out of the dryer and into the wash, and that stuff that can't go into the dryer because I don't want to shrink now. I'll have to hang up. So multitasking here during commercial breaks, doing the show from home. So for what it's worth, first, new territory for us.
All right. I'm very happy you're being productive outside of just the station. You have children there right now, right?
I do have kids here, yeah.
Shouldn't they be doing that?
They're doing homework.
Homework?
Yep.
What homework? There's no school.
Yeah, they've been given assignments.
Oh, yeah. A lot of parents have gone to the schools and picked up work assignments for the week, the month, so forth, right? I don't know if yours does the same thing, Doug. But
I will say this. The idea that kids are homeschooled, I have a newfound respect for the people that do that. Because trying to keep, maybe the kids that are homeschooled are used to it, trying to keep our kids focused and doing, like I
say,
homework.
You have a newfound respect for this?
Well,
you didn't realize this before?
I can't believe they get anything done. Like, honestly, our kids are quote unquote doing homework, and you go out and they, 5 minutes later, I'm done. Okay, whatever, you're done. Did you get your hour reading done? Yeah, I did it in 5 minutes. Okay, right, got it.
Well, hopefully America realizes teachers are woefully underpaid and respect them a lot more for watching our kids while we're at work and teaching them, because it's a thankless job, it seems.
I'm saying the homeschooling thing is when your kids are in their homes, I don't know how you get them to do like constant schoolwork, because all of their like toys and games and phone, all that stuff's easily accessible. Whereas at school, you're away from it. So I don't know. That's my point more than anything else. Homeschooling is tough, man. It's tough. But
you're a bad teacher, sounds like.
Well, there's no doubt about it.
I'd be so screwed if I had kids and I was trying to homeschool.
Forget about it, right?
Are you kidding me?
Recess all day.
Well, no, it's just like certain
come
subjects.
Come inside for lunch.
Look, math, we're going to skip math today, kids.
Oh, for the entire month?
Yes. Yeah, I got nothing on you, man. I can teach you basic skills, and I'll probably learn more from you than you will from me. So let's learn about other things.
So the big news today, of course, is Tom Brady will no longer be back with the Patriots. He came out on social media and said it's over. That following a meeting last night with Robert Kraft in New England. The Lions have signed a backup quarterback, which is a curious signing. Some people are thinking this tips their hand that they won't take a quarterback at three. They signed Chase Daniel to a three-year $13 million contract. I'm not so sure that that's the case. I'm just surprised that they use any cap space right now on a backup quarterback spot. Sure, I wanted to have a backup, but I really do fall into the camp that if Stafford's done, the season's over anyway. So I guess if you're a better football team, you can win without your really good quarterback. But that, I'm still perplexed by why they did that. Guys, I don't know if that moves the free agency grade at all. Yesterday they signed Halapule Vaitai for a five-year $50 million contract, a tackle/guard. That'll probably play the right side. Jamie Collins gets 3 years and $30 million, the linebacker. Nick Williams, a defensive tackle, who's coming into his own a bit. Last year, first real legitimate run, a late bloomer. 5 years in the league at 29, had six stacks, the first six of his career. I gave free agency a C-, and Chase Daniel is scream C- to me. So I'm staying at C-.
Yeah, I'm staying at C. I mean, this isn't it doesn't do anything. It keeps it right there at you know, I think he's a mediocre backup, and that's where I have this at right now is mediocre. You know, as we keep updating on the coronavirus and all that, the president's speaking right now, and it's interesting. I know a couple of things he's brought up along with Secretary Mnuchin. They're talking about giving Americans a check in the next 2 weeks of like $1,000 or perhaps more. And they're trying to work this out as quickly as they can with Congress. And also talking about some sort of package from Congress that would include a payroll tax break for small businesses that will help out people tremendously right now. And the market has responded because now the market today is up almost 900 points as we speak. So there are some positive things coming out, and let's just hope that positive continues to be the mantra. Although I also still see, and I think you can find it on our web our website at 971theticket.com, that the millennials are still enjoying their spring break.
See,
and partying like it's no big deal.
I mean, I don't know if I've got an 18-year-old negotiating with me about, well, all my friends are out, all my friends are hanging out. But that's what he's telling me, right? He's telling me that he should be able to go do stuff because all his friends are still able to do stuff. Yet when I talk to other parents, we're all like, look, kids are on lockdown, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, kids are on lockdown. We're all keeping our kids in, yet I've got a negotiating 18-year-old who wants to get out. And I'm like, sorry, I this isn't ideal. It sucks. I get it.
But all my friends have coronavirus. I hate you, Dad.
That's part where you have to explain to them, it's not about you feeling good and your friends feeling good. It's what happens if you get around people that are susceptible and vulnerable to the illness.
Yeah, and I mean, all of us were 18 years old at one point.
Right, no, you wouldn't have even listened to any of this.
Felt exactly the same way.
This is, again, this is why P.J. Fleck needs to be out there.
Yep.
People social distancing.
P.J. Fleck.
Flatten the curve, row the boat.
Yep. 248-539-9797. We also continue to talk to restaurant owners, managers. We want to talk to cooks out there. How's the carryout business going? It's a chance for you to get your business out there, your name out there, so people know that you're open. Heck, it's lunchtime, so maybe people will support you. But we just want to know how it's going, because restaurants are a big part of our communities and certainly one of the hardest hit businesses out there is the food service industry, and it doesn't account for, and our feelings are still out there definitely for the servers that have lost work over this, but hopefully places can stay open and those servers can get back to work sooner rather than later. So 248-539-9797.
Sean is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. So I was not happy with Quinn last year. I decided to give him one more year. I'm officially announcing I'm done with Quinn. This is absolutely ridiculous what he's doing here again. The same pattern, a bunch of mid-level average guys he's overspending for. Look at all the big names that are trading seats. And why on earth, with all the holes we have, are we running a shelter for like average middle-of-the-road linebackers? I don't understand it. How many have you signed since he's been here? This is insane. Well, he's got to go.
I don't know how many are the linebackers the love how you've worded the shelter for average to middling linebackers. They've drafted a couple linebackers. I don't know if they've signed a bunch of them, although maybe they have.
You remember like 2 years ago? That's like all he signed, like five linebackers. Remember that? All average middle road guys. It was like, just keeps going. He's like obsessed with them.
Well, lose one, you got to replace them.
It's the last place we needed to go after right now. Give me Byron Jones.
I'm trying to laugh through it all.
I know. Sean, where are they going to be better next year? They look like they're trending to be worse.
I agree. Look at all the cap space we have. Go get some good players. What is he doing? It's insane. I don't get it.
I understand the frustration, and you know, I've always said, if you can find an improvement, go get the improvement. Is Jamie Collins an improvement over Devon Kennard or somebody else? I don't know. If they feel it is, okay. Is the defensive tackle? Such a hard name to pronounce. What is it?
Nick Williams.
Nick Williams is Nick Williams going to be an upgrade over A'shaun Robinson? Look, he had a real nice year last year. As Doug said, late bloomer. Wasn't he like this guy was like a seventh round pick or something?
Yeah, and he bounced around the league, and then last year he started starting games in Chicago, and he had six sacks from the defensive tackle spot. So
pressure from the middle.
Vitae could be a good signing too. It's a leap of faith, though. He's been a good backup, versatile backup in Philly, a valued backup in Philly, but they just gave him starter money and big start, not huge, but. I mean, for a few million more a year, like let me put it to you like this. What would I rather have? The combination of Halepule Vade Vitae and Chase Daniel, or take the exact same money and give it to Jack Conklin?
Jack Conklin.
I mean, this is a no-brainer. Now, maybe Conklin told him no. Maybe Conklin told him it would take 15 to get him, so it's not the exact same money.
I'm glad you put it in perspective, because that's exactly what we need to do with this. Like, okay, if you think it's, would you rather have this guy? Well, yeah, but then we could... Well, then what? Then you couldn't have Chase Daniel?
Yeah. Like, honestly, right? It would cost us Chase Daniel. So if you had Vitae and Chase Daniel and somebody offered you Conklin for Vitae and Chase Daniel, would you say no? Mm. Right? I mean, this is... I just took the same money and got one better player that immediately upgrades the offensive line dramatically. Now, look, they may be scared about the injuries. They might think Conklin's on the downside of his career and Vitae's just starting to take off. Okay, but for us to believe that is really hard.
That it is.
2485-3997-97. Kang, I do want to ask a follow-up that we have not talked about yet. You told us last week that you had some friends that said, F it, we're going on that cruise anyway. I want an update on them today at 12:20. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket. 2485-3997-97, ticket text 97136. Let's get back to your phone calls, Gator, because a lot of people want to talk.
Yeah, let's do that. John is next up here, 97.1, the ticket. Hey, John.
Hey, what's happening, guys? Thanks for having me. I love the show.
Sure. Thank you.
I own a Johnny Z's Pizzeria in St. Clair Shores. And, you know, my big shout out goes to the community, because the community has rallied behind us so big time. And I appreciate everything that the community has done for us. Like they've kept us afloat. They've, you know, just really have stepped up to keep small business going. And, they're the heroes in this, not us.
Yeah, it sounds like, because you're the second restaurant owner from St. Clair Shores has talked about the community there, and that's awesome. It's awesome to hear the people, you know, everybody understands they can't dine in, but carrying out and delivery works too. And for, you know, you guys as restaurant owners to let everybody know that you're open for that kind of business, that's great.
Yeah, our sales have gone up. This weekend, our sales went up. Yesterday was my day off. I had to come in because we just couldn't keep up. And, you know, and I don't think it's fear that's driving it. It's people feeling like we need to support our small local businesses.
That's great. I love it. That's awesome.
So glad to
What's the name
it.
Of the pizzeria again?
Johnny Z's. Johnny Z's Pizza in St. Clair Shores. You guys need to stop in, man. Get a pie sometime.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Good luck, and thank you for sharing, John.
Thanks for putting me on. I appreciate it, guys.
You got it. David is next up. David, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, thanks for having me on today.
Sure, David.
Want to do a quick shout-out for El Charro Restaurants. We are open, serving carryouts, deliveries through DoorDash and our website, and drive-thrus are open at St. Clair Shores and Troy.
Okay. El Charro's, you said?
Yep.
And how is business right now?
Business is good. We're transitioning well with the change. Obviously, came as, you know, shock to all small businesses. They're all taking the hit, I'm sure.
What's the plan for the servers that obviously, you know, it's tough to keep them employed right now if you're only doing carry out service. It's really kind of dependent on cooks and I guess front of house staff, but is there a plan to help out the servers?
That's more above my pay grade. I'll be honest. I'm not going to speak to
Fair
that
enough.
Necessarily. My owners is that's more their forte. Hopefully the states and the governments are going to help out, because a lot of people are scared and looking for work, and tough times right now.
And what are you doing to make sure that everybody, all your customers are comfortable with how cleanly and how you're keeping everything sanitized?
Oh, we're going above and beyond like we always do.
Oh, that's great.
Gloves at all times. You know, sanitation is key.
All right. Thanks, David. Appreciate it.
Thank you for taking the call.
You bet.
El Charles and St. Clair Shores and Troy.
I'm not sure. I think it's Mexican food, Doug.
Do you love Mexican food, Gator? They have great puffy tacos, and a couple. I think he mentioned a couple of them have drive-thrus, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Drive-thru action.
Kang, you had some friends last week that said we're going on our cruise anyway, and then over the weekend I heard three more cruise ships have been quarantined, and I'm just like rolling my eyes, and I immediately thought of your friends. Is there any update, or have you had a
chance? Yes, so they were able to, they docked in, they got back from the Caribbean and docked in Florida, South Florida, and they were, last I checked, they're in Miami. So, and I still am in awe. I can't believe it that they went. I can't believe they're back, and judging by the pictures, they're having a great time. I'm like, I alerted, do you guys know what's going on? Do they not have internet, or what's, so yeah, I mean, right now, everything seems okay for them. But that doesn't mean they don't have it and don't even know it. You know what I mean? Or anybody else that's around them. But yeah, they are back in the U.S. and they have, they, I guess you want to say took advantage of the deal or whatever happened, or if they booked it in advance, I'm not sure. But yeah, they're back.
How long were they on the boat for?
At least, I want to say 5 days.
Okay.
Wow. So just to
but they're not even from Florida. They still have to fly home.
Right.
Wow. To piggyback off that, people just, well, you asked the question, did you guys even know it? And obviously they knew what was going on here. Jared Leto, the actor who played Joker in Suicide Squad and other movies as well, he tweeted this out 10 hours ago. He says, wow, 12 days ago, I began a silent meditation in the desert. We were totally isolated. No phone, no communication, etc. We had no idea this was happening outside the facility. Walked out yesterday into a very different world, one that's been changed forever, mind-blowing to say the least. I'm getting messages from friends and family all around the globe and catching up on what's going on. Hope you nerds are okay, sending positive energy to all. Stay inside, stay safe. Can you imagine not knowing? Like just being completely oblivious?
Waking up from a coma.
Right. Well,
you know what I mean? Whatever. You just,
this is a guy who voluntarily isolated. Went out to the desert.
Isolated completely.
So I was listening to the morning show. Did you hear about Big Brother Germany?
No.
They've got these people locked up in a house that they have decided that they are going to break in and tell them what's going on.
Oh my God.
Because there's these people been living in this house cut off from the outside world for the purposes of the TV show Big Brother in Germany. And they're like, okay, we better tell them. So of course, they're marketing it tonight. Find out and see live.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I tell you what, though. I'd be interested to check out the reaction
when
they're told.
The stakes have never been higher if you get voted out, right?
I mean, I'm not getting out of this house.
Nope.
I'm good.
No, I don't care how many people voted. I'm not leaving.
We all get along here, right?
Yep. Or you're an astronaut. I'm like, you know what? You might want to just stay in space for right now. Got some things going on back here.
International
How's Mars looking?
No, it's not so bad. It's space station.
248-539-9797. Coming up today at 12:35, by the way, a Detroit Lion with a tweet. I don't know if it's cryptic or we need to learn about this, but one of the newer Lions tweeted out something that has people going, what does that mean? We'll get to that at 12:35.
Cam is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Cam.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
How much, man? How you doing?
Good. I just don't understand these people's reactions of, well, why can't they get better players? Why can't they get this player? We've got this much money. Hey, newsflash, fellas, this team sucks. And I think the word's out to all the players in the league that they're going to be getting subpar coaching, subpar scheme, which is then going to lead to their downturn in play and production, which is then going to lead to the possibility of a lesser contract once they're due up again. So why would any decent player want to come?
Because
Jack
Conklin signed in Cleveland.
But why do they want to come?
Jack Conklin signed in Cleveland. They suck too.
Well, I think they've got a little bit better of a basis to deal with. Baker's Baker. Take it for what he's worth right now. But, you know, at least you got OBJ. You got some running backs. You got a defensive scheme. You got some studs on the defensive line there.
Yeah, the Mariners.
I think they've got more.
Look, they may. But historically, they're as bad as Detroit, and they were able to go out and get the best right tackle on the market. And the Lions combined take the money. They could have thrown a Conklin and signed Vitae and Chase Daniel. It makes no sense. You can't tell me. By the way, do you think Conklin would have preferred to come back here to this state?
Maybe not.
But maybe. I mean, it might have been the kind of thing that worked out where Jack Conklin says, I'm going to go, quote unquote, home to Michigan and play for the Lions for the same money.
I don't know. I still think it has to do that the word's out throughout the league that, you know, Patricia and Quinn are trying to run this smoke and mirrors operation, and, you know, why do they want to be part of it?
Well, I mean, that could be it. I think the Jack Conklin thing, though, is a shame. It's a real shame. Because if you were to put behind two doors, wrap up in two giant boxes, and in one box you got Vitae and Daniels, or Chase Daniel, and in the other one you got Jack Conklin, and ask Detroiters, which present do you want for free agent season? They'd all say Jack Conklin.
Yeah, I think the other thing, right, you and I are probably more upset about this than maybe most, is because you and I both identified Jack Conklin and an offensive tackle as a position to attack in free agency, and to see that they ended up going with a backup who can compete for a starting job over, you know, a guy like Jack Conklin, that's frustrating.
It's Michigan frustrating. Native, played at Michigan State. And look, this has less to do with A, that, or B, that we identified him, yeah. But they threw $50 million at a guy who has been a really good, versatile backup. And, I mean, really good for what he was. He appears to have been their sixth offensive lineman. I feel like somebody would say, we're going to give Joe Dahl $50 million, and we'd be like, well, we see why Joe Dahl had to leave. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Pack phone lines, 248-539-9797. All right, so I'm trying to figure out the meaning of this text, this tweet from Jamie Collins. It's finder's keeper season in Detroit. Now, at the top of his Twitter page, he's got it looks like the picture of a shirt gator. It says finder's keeper season. Is this his brand, or does this mean something? Is this a message to us?
I'm not sure.
Maybe somebody knows something about it, because I'm scrolling through his tweets to try and get to the bottom of finders keepers, and I don't really see anything. So
it's just referring to free agency, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe. But if anybody knows, it's finders keeper season in Detroit. Then he's got the emoji of like the two big eyes looking, and then a plate next to it. Like it's time to eat, you know, the fork and the knife on the plate. So
big money, right?
I guess.
Big money coming to the free agents.
248-539-9797.
Let's go to the phones, Doug. And Sean is next up on 97 on the ticket. Hey, Sean.
What's up, fellas? How are you?
Good.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah, I own Breakaway Deli in Troy. And just wanted to say, you know, echo the sentiment of one of the callers before, John, about the community and everything. I mean, it's been so nice to like receive phone calls from people like giving us orders and saying, hey, you know, we really support you. We love you guys. It's pretty heartwarming, to be honest with you. And, you know, today is usually our biggest day of the year. We do about maybe 500 to 600 corned beef sandwiches. We're probably doing around maybe 100, 150. So just to give you guys a sense of how much business is down. I mean, I know this day is like the outlier, but normally we're like crazy busy on a day like this.
So if you can, I don't want to get too personal here, but are you going to be able to survive based upon the amount of business you're doing?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the thing is myself and my partner, we're pretty much, we'll be okay. You know, we can stay afloat. You know, we have to minimize payroll and things like that. We just have to shuffle payroll around just to kind of like keep everybody somewhat happy. I mean, nobody's going to be happy. I mean, everybody's going to be losing hours, but that's kind of like where I feel horrible about, like, my employees are going to be struggling because they're like paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, it's kind of, it's, you know, different from an owner. Like, you know, he has, you know, a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a fund to kind of dip into every once in a while. But like for employees and people that are hourly, it's kind of scary.
Sure.
Good luck to you, you know. Sean.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. 248-539-9797.
We've got, just let's name them all, the Breakaway Deli in Troy, El Charles in Troy and St. Clair Shores, Johnny Z's Pizza in St. Clair Shores, Esplanditos in Shelby Township, Ram's Horn in Allen Park, Corner Kitchen in St. Clair Shores, Woodpile Barbecue in Madison Heights in Clawson, and the Bronx Deli in Pontiac. We've all heard from them. Updates on how they're doing. All continuing takeout and delivery service. And it sounds like, for the most part, they're finding a way, and the communities are supporting them. And that's not the reason you necessarily have to call. Like, if you're struggling, say, hey, don't forget about us. That's fine as well.
Paul is next up on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, Paul.
Good. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
You too.
Yeah. Hey, just want to let everyone know the Murphy Inn up here in St. Clair is open. We're an Irish pub. We have our full St. Patrick's Day menu going. It's certainly available for carryout. That's the only way we can serve it. And, yeah, our staff is doing outstanding, as are our guests.
Now, wait a sec. You're open? Like, dine-in open?
No, carryout open.
Just carryout.
Okay, good. And how's business today?
Comparatively speaking to St. Patrick's Day, it's extremely quiet, but we have had orders. We're doing good. Considering the circumstances, we are getting some food going out. People are having our Irish meals.
How does it compare?
It's not good.
How does it compare to a day, just a normal non-St. Patrick's Day?
Slow.
Okay.
Obviously, at this point, we have lunch hour where most of our seats are filled in the restaurant, and we do a good carryout business. So we take away the inside restaurant, and we're still doing a decent carryout business. Definitely slow.
All right, and you're not just open today because it's St. Patrick's Day. You're open because you're open for business.
During the duration of this situation, we'll be open, yes, from 11 a.m. till like 8 or 9 p.m. for carryouts every day.
All right. Best of luck to you, Paul.
Thanks. I appreciate you being on there. I just want to give a shout-out to Tina. It's her 40th birthday today on St. Patrick's Day. That's my daughter.
Well, happy birthday.
My buddy Mitch, he listens to you guys all the time, too, yeah, so I'm sure he'll hear this interview.
All right, thanks, Paul. Appreciate it, and happy birthday, Tina. That's nice.
We don't do happy birthdays. Sorry, Tina.
That's right. We don't do the happy birthday shout-out.
No happy birthday.
I don't care if it's your 40th birthday.
No. Yeah, no happy birthday wishes to Tina.
Yeah, it's my friend Christy's birthday today, too.
And so no.
Sorry to her, too.
No, sorry, yeah. No shout-outs to Mitch, either.
No.
Nope, no shout-outs
to Mitch. Nothing like that. That just doesn't happen. Not today.
Not today.
Not up in here. Anthony, you're next up on your 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Anthony.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
What's up?
Nothing. Just calling in, man. We own Jimmy John's. We own 50 stores within Metro Detroit area.
Wow.
And we own the one right by you guys in 10 and Telegraph there. And we definitely just want to let everyone know we are open. We're delivering. We have drive-thrus, pickups. We're making it happen. We're trying to really get the word out. We're doing a lot of catering for the supermarkets, the grocery stores, Meijer, Costco, Kroger's, Trader Joe's, all over the place. And we're hanging in there.
I was going to say, how has this affected you guys? Because, I mean, you're always freaky fast, and you're getting people in and out of the line real quickly. I know there are people that dine in, but not right now. You can't dine in. So how does that affect what's going on with your business?
It's definitely affecting the smaller volume stores that are normally, you know, dependent on people coming in, sitting down in smaller areas like the South Lions, the Wayne stores, the Canton stores, something like that. They're usually on mostly delivery, and they're just kind of all over the place right now. We're definitely down in those areas. The nights are really, lunch is respectable, but the nights are definitely hurting pretty bad.
All right.
And I get a lot of business at night.
Yeah, well, best of luck to you, and hopefully stay afloat and survive this.
Yeah, definitely. We really appreciate that. And just all Jimmy John's are all in the same boat, and we're all just, you know, trying to get the word out that we'll deliver as fast as we can. We have extra drivers at night since we're not going to have any people in the store, really. So we are going to have extra drivers available. So, hopefully people just use us while they're home.
All right. Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate it. Best of luck to you. 248-539-9797, a telephone number. Matt is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, Matt. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Just wanted to put a shout out to Lefties and Ypsilanti at Carpenter and Ellsworth. We're doing St. Patrick's Day special, buy one, get one half off our corned beef special. Multiple corned beef on rye, Reuben on rye, great sandwiches. Also, we specialize in cheesesteaks. We do the whole DoorDash, carry out. Obviously, we can't do the eat-in right now, so that's been a little hit on the business. But, we're feeling good about how things can start going, and pick up business.
You, the way it's going right now, you feel like you guys are going to be able to survive this with the takeout?
I do. I mean, we're looking at probably going down to a little skeleton crew, but as far as that goes, I mean, we have some loyal customers. People that go in there, they're always returning. I mean, the food's great. It's fast. We take care of our customers great. We are missing the eat-ins because we do, somewhat like bring the food to the table, take care of those customers. So, that's been affecting it a little bit. But, yeah, we're looking to go through, we're going to probably experience some hard times. But, just looking to keep on pushing on.
All right, best of luck to you, Matt.
All right.
Doug, where do you stand on the turkey, Reuben?
Good. Like it a lot.
You prefer sauerkraut or do you like with coleslaw?
I love them both, but I probably lean a little bit towards sauerkraut. But I'm good with the turkey Reuben, absolutely.
Ken, you like the regular Reuben?
Oh, you know me, man. I'm a corned beef guy. And I like light sauerkraut. I don't like the overpile because that's what delis normally do. They over, pile everything, right. And I get it, but the sauerkraut I like a little light.
Yeah, I don't like the sauerkraut.
At all.
No, I'm not a big sauerkraut fan. I like the coleslaw. Lately, I've gotten a sandwich that's like it's corned beef and turkey with Swiss, Russian dressing, and I get the coleslaw on the side.
Really?
I don't like to get too messy, and it can be a messy sandwich.
Oh, it can be.
But it's so delicious.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So that's we've heard from Lefties, Jimmy John's, Murphy's Inn, the Breakaway Deli, all this segment. So... Help keep these Metro Detroit area businesses afloat. If you're thinking about ordering out, they're all open and delivery and takeout ongoing. Gator?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.